Hello, is this Rick?
Hey, Rick here. Justin, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. I'm just printing out the NDA right now.
Right, perfect. So I thought you'd first send that over, and then I call you, and then I realized you were kind of waiting on me. So anyway, I think we better connect it now.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much all signed, so I think it's fine. I'll send you over a copy. I can at least discuss this with you. Are you familiar? I asked you if some of your developers are familiar with Call of Duty or Battlefield, those type of game platforms. Are you familiar with those at all, or just some of the other developers?
Yes, we definitely are. And actually, I'm sorry about the lackluster response. I was actually on another call when I was chatting with you as well. So it's kind of multitasking. But yes, we've in fact played both the games, and we're pretty much familiar with them. So tell me about it.
Okay, so are you familiar with, or have you ever played airsoft or paintball or anything of that sort?
Paintball is familiar. Airsoft, no. So, is it like
Okay.
an RPG game, or what kind of game is it?
Yeah, I guess you could call it kind of an RPG. There are, like, when you're playing airsoft, it's similar to paintball. You are firing like actual projectiles at each other and stuff, but airsoft's a lot more accurate. The guns are a lot more realistic. They operate just like a real firearm does. So it tends to attract players that are more interested in military training. And there's sometimes events where, you have 500 people there and they're highly organized events where you have referees at different locations all over. And it makes it very complicated for the owner of the field to manage that and to keep track of all the referees and what's going on for the event. And my thought for an app would be to, there's a lot of younger kids that play airsoft and paintball as well. And my thought for the app was to kind of bring the idea of like domination and capture the flag, search and destroy, all those game modes that exist in a video game, and make it so that you can use a cell phone to track your location in real time. And let's say like I'm running to a domination point in real life, like playing paintball, and I get to that point, it will recognize that I'm in that zone and start capturing it automatically, therefore like easing up the amount of work and effort on a field owner to track all that. The app can track everything for them, and it can basically bring a video game into like real life in a sense.
Okay. And what do you call this once again? Air Soul, you said?
Airsoft, like AirSoft. If you type that in on Google, you'll see like the guns look really realistic. And there's some people that take it like really seriously. They actually use it for training before they go in the military and things like that. So there's definitely a place for an app that can kind of bring some fun into the game that doesn't make it super realistic, but also brings in all the video games that everybody loves as well. So kind of like a mix of the two. I just don't know if it's even possible. Would it drain the data really rapidly? Is there a way around that? Would it just fry the battery in 5 minutes? Could you get a full day of play out of it doing something like that? So those would be some of the questions I have, but
Right. So, give me some background, Justin. I mean, where is this idea exactly coming from? I mean, do you manage an airsoft field, or are you a professional player yourself? I mean, what's the background of this one?
I grew up playing paintball back in like, high school, elementary school. I would play every weekend with my buddies on a small little field. We'd get 20 to 30 players to show up. Then I saw that airsoft came out, and that was kind of like a new sport at the time. This was back in like 2005 when I started like finding out about airsoft and things like that. So I got into it, and I realized there was like a group nearby where they would have like 100 people every month that would show up and play like a big game. And it was a lot more tactical, there's a lot more strategy. It's like instead of just playing paintball where you start on opposite ends and run at each other and shoot and die, that's it. It was more of like strategic. There was missions, there's objectives, So
And yeah.
I've been playing for probably like, I don't know, 20 years. And I took a break for the last few years, but I know that the sport's gotten even bigger and the events are even bigger, and I know quite a few field owners personally, so I have a way to help promote it and get it out there so people could try it.
Okay, so you say
It's
that
just getting made.
you already have a potential market, a target audience with with the field owners that you probably know, right?
Yeah, I would try and get it into their hands first, and I would even, depending on how much it costs, because I don't have a huge budget, I would probably start with the app being very light, like not having too many capabilities. It's just light, but it has like the bare bones and the basics that would really help a field owner. But leave the framework open in the app for the ability to add these features later on at, like a markup or something of that sort.
Right, yes. I mean, what the kind of apps we create, I mean, we do custom applications, right? Unlike something that's off the shelf or off the market or built out of a theme. So the best benefit that you get out of it is that it's 100% scalable application, and it's built on open source technologies, right? So, in the future, when you want to scale the application, you want to add more features to it, when you finally want to grow it, you could, you're not limited to us. You could go to any developer in the world with the proficiency in that particular framework, let's say React Native or C++ or C Sharp, whatever we use, whatever we boil down to, and you can have it scaled as well. Right now, that said, do you have a list of features that you need in the application, or do we brainstorm that together before we get to a scope of work?
Well, I got pretty much like a document I've been working on, just a whole culmination of thoughts that have been thrown into one document.
Right.
That it's kind of a mess. I haven't picked out which features I think would be, that would depend on cost, like what features would be like the bare bones that I would want to start with. I mean, if it's within my budget to do all these features, great, yeah, let's go for it. But I highly doubt it. I think it's going to be
Okay.
a little complicated to make. So,
Well, then, yeah,
I mean, I could read through the
yeah.
features, or I could send it to you. It would probably be easier to send it.
I think it's easier to send it over to me, and then we can look at it together, and I can tell you, if you do a certain set of features, this is going to be the cost, right? Now, if you minus this, this, and this, it's going to come down to an X amount of cost. So let's do that together. Do you have a list right now, or, I mean, can you send that to on the
Yep,
chat?
I could send it over to like a shared Google Doc or something if you want to open one and just send me a link.
Definitely, yeah. Send that over to my email. The same one that I send the NDA from. It's going to be
Okay.
rick.martin, as in MARTIN, at huffandmaser.com, the website that you're looking at.
Okay, so I'm just going to open up. You want me to do that right now, or do you want to follow up on a call at a different time?
I mean, I'm good. I mean, I have like 30 minutes before I
Okay.
move to my next call, so whatever works with you.
Okay. All right, sure. I'll pull it up right now. Let me just get to my drive. Let's see.
All right, thank you.
Drive, I'll log into my account and open a doc.
So is this like your first application, or do you have a mobile app that you've worked on before with another company?
Unfortunately, this would be my first time. I've tried to look into designing my own app. Forget it, man. I'm not a coder or can do any of that stuff, so I don't have
All
the
right,
time
well,
to learn it
yeah.
all.
Well, there's always a first time, so
Yeah, so I'm not really familiar how this whole process works. I just know that, like, having the framework available in the future, so I'm not, I've heard too of people try and make their own, and you bring it to a company to add additions to it. They're like, I'm not even going to touch this mess that you created, so I don't want to screw it up and do
Yeah.
something myself.
It does sound like a good idea, to be
Okay.
honest with you, though. I mean, I'm looking at the game on Google right now, and I'm only wondering why I have not, as yet come across it, to be honest with you, because it looks like a pretty popular game. I mean, there's quite a few fields that I'm seeing on Google.
Yeah, I mean,
So how?
if you're interested in like, I'm sending it over right now, by the way. But yeah, if you're interested in like paintball, but more tactical, and even if you own a real firearm that you want to get better at using, you can get the airsoft version of it, and go out there and practice. It's a lot of fun. It's just, I'm surprised you haven't heard of it too. It's pretty big at this point. It's quite a big market. All right, let me see.
Yeah, I mean, so
Copyright.
how many airsoft fields do you think you have all over the USA? I mean, have you done some research on your a potential target audience?
Well, there's one where I know the guy particularly. His name is Chris. He works over at Bell Hack Airsoft, and he hosts events every month, but then he's also open every weekend, and he's got about 60 acres, I think. I don't know the exact acreage, but it's a large field.
Wow,
and he gets a really big turnout of players, and really, I know for a fact if I could get him and some of the field owners that he knows, because I would probably create like a video presentation for him if I needed like investors. Because I honestly think they'd invest. It would take a lot of money off their end of running their games. They could have an app help run it for them. So I may be able to reach out to them for investors. He knows quite a few other field owners, but he's like one of the bigger ones on the East Coast in the United States. So the fact that I know him personally, not like a really close acquaintance, but, you know, I do know him enough to be able to present the idea to him, and he would take the time to listen. There's a big bulk of the players in the U.S. that play on the East Coast, and they go to his field. So if those players, if I can make it really good for the field owner, but also really good for the players, where the players are being able, a lot of these players are young kids, too, you know, so they're all playing COD, and they're all into it, so if they're able to bring COD into their airsoft game and play COD in real life, you know, they're going to talk about it with their friends. I'm sure it would just even spread by word of mouth at that point too. But it's getting it in the in the hands of a field that's big enough to get it to spread. I would probably also send it out for free to popular YouTubers, like people that play airsoft on YouTube and record their gameplay. I'd probably send them copies of the app for free, or even if they want to charge me a little bit to market it on their channel. It depends on what they're asking, but, you know, I would be fine with them doing, like, a video to review it and talk about the product as well. So, for the app, not product, but.
Right. So, do you say that there's a digital game for Airsoft as well? I mean, you could play that online on a computer?
No. I mean, Airsoft is pretty much the same thing as, like, paintball, except that it fires plastic pellets and not a paintball, per se.
That I understand. Yeah. So, okay, it's a real life game.
But
right?
It's a real life thing. Like just like paintball, there are paintball video games, but they don't really take off because people would much rather just fire like the real gun in a video game. You know. So that there's not like there's an airsoft video game. But the idea is to bring all the features of Call of Duty, like the game modes and things like that, and bring them into real life. That would be the main goal.
Okay. Well, let's look at your notes and see where this goes. So I think you're looking for more of a proof of concept, you know, that you can, you know, like a bare bone, like you mentioned, and, you know, you could then scale that in the future with the help of investments from, and I'm sure, you know, they're, if this is a pain point with, you know, airsoft field owners, then quite a few of them should be interested in investing into something like this as well, right? So let's look at that and, you know, let's see where this goes. So are you still sending the link?
Yep, I'm sending it over right now. You should be getting an email any second here.
Okay.
Info. Sorry, this list is just kind of a jumbled mess. Because, like I said, I'm just throwing all my ideas kind of onto a sheet. They're somewhat organized, but it wasn't my plan to send this to people. This is more for my notes, personally, but.
Nah, that's fine. I mean, I think I got something, so let me pull this up real quick. And you'd probably you'll have to walk me through it, because, yes, I'm looking at it right now.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Where do we begin?
Right. Okay, so if you look at the core features for Command CO, I'm just going to use CO for short, it's easier to type.
Right.
The way I kind of wanted to set up in the future, too, would be able to add communication via the app as well. So take, for example, a structure of, like, you have a commander, which the commander, I guess you could call the field owner or something. It doesn't have to be, but that would kind of make sense. It's a person that's managing the entire game. But you'd have two commanders. You'd have one for one team and one for the other team. Let's say red team and blue team, right, to make it simple.
Okay.
So each commander would have to have the ability to communicate with all the team leads. Now, team leads would typically, in the world of airsoft or paintball, would be like somebody who has a group of like eight people. They all play together under the same team, but they go to this event as a group. So they're going to be mixed in with other teams of other players. Some players don't have teams, which isn't a big deal. But the job of the command would be able to tell the team lead, like, locations to go on the field. Like, hey, I want you to attack this location. And the command would have to have a way to send a waypoint to the team lead on their phone where they could see that waypoint on the map, and then they could direct, the team lead could then direct what I put down here, core features for users. I don't have a name for the people other than team lead, but users would be like the people that are under the command of the team lead. So like their squad of 8 people would be
like,
the users, right?
Just like the radio on Counter-Strike, right? I mean, have you heard about Counter-Strike?
Yes, you know, I haven't played much Counter-Strike, but I know that the radio system is kind of similar to that. Also, Arma,
right.
I don't know if you've ever played Arma. It's like a super realistic military sim shooter. Same kind of thing. You can break down the radio channels, have different channels for different communication, but there's no way that a user is going to be talking to command, because the user is just, their job is to follow the fire team leader.
Okay,
that's
so it's going
to
be one
they're
way.
Only able to talk to...
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there, you would have to wait a way to break up the voice command channels so that, like, command could only talk to team lead. Team lead could talk to command and their users, be able to select between both, and users would just be able to talk amongst each other and team lead, and that's it. So you have to break those channels up.
Okay, now, yeah, now, that makes better sense. So we'd have to, you know, because that's where, you know, that's how we start fleshing out the features. So you said commanders to the team leads?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other communication line you said? Team leads to?
Then team lead to command and to users.
Okay.
And
yep.
then users would just be user to user to team lead.
Users to users and then team lead as well. Okay.
Yep.
Users to users and team leads. Okay.
And I'll hash all this stuff out, you know, in more detail as well, but, you know, these are just like some of the rough ideas. So that's just the communication end of it, like where you would have different communication between the teams. And that could be something I add on as a feature later. The reason that's great as well for users and for team leads and for, like, the owners of the field is because all these owners of the fields are using real walkie-talkies and real headsets, real earpieces, like everything, and it's like, you already have a device that can do that communication, could break up these channels without buying a $200 walkie-talkie and, like, you know, wireless headsets
right.
with push buttons. Like, you have a Bluetooth pair of AirPods. Like, you could plug it right into your phone and do the same thing. It's just kind of crazy to be still using all this other stuff, and you could have one thing that could do all of it.
Exactly, yeah.
So now the third point under core features for command. So
respawn points, yeah.
That might be in the wrong spot. So I'm just gonna cut that and I'm gonna put that down under core features for FO, which is like field owner. I'm gonna put it's like almost at the bottom there, like number 10.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? It doesn't have a copy and paste on here? I have to control C to copy it. It's very strange. Huh. Okay, let me just do that. All right. So I guess let's just skip to the part where it's talking about the field owners.
Yeah, let's talk about the core features first. So, for example, communication, as we'd give it this name to the three communication tiers we spoke about, that's one module, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have taken a note of that. Now, tell me about the core features, and then I'll give you more like a price and a time on that, and then we look at the bells and whistles.
Okay, so you're familiar with like a game lobby, right? You join a game, and we're talking about a video game. You join a video game, and there's like, you know, one team and another team. All the names are on the list. Typically when you join an airsoft event, so this would be something like 100 players or more, there's a roster. So like when you sign up, you buy your ticket to come play at that event, your name's going to appear on the roster and what side you're on. Are you on like American side or Russian side or whatever the hell, you know, whatever the event is planning. So I kind of want to be able to create like a lobby too, where like the field owner can create an event for this, people buy their tickets, and then he can plug them into this app, and they appear on the roster, just like a game lobby, in real life. Okay, like or not in real life, in like a video game.
And assign them a team, right? So they show up within the team. Okay.
Right. And that's important, too, for the player because, like, you want to make sure that when you get to the event, you're going to be playing with your team. If there's a mix-up, you can see it at that point when it's in the roster. You can contact the field owner and be like, well, hey, no, I'm on American team. I'm with my buddies. We're all playing as a squad. And they'll kind of sort the teams out and things like that.
Right, yeah.
So having a roster really helps the field owner with organization and things like that, and also the user knowing what side they're going to be playing on.
Okay.
I think the ability, another core feature would be as the field owner, they should have a way to put like a shout out that ends up like being a push notification on everybody's phone that's signed up and in the roster or in the lobby. Because sometimes, you know, things have happened for these airsoft games where it has to get canceled or the event has some type of issue. And this wouldn't just be for big fields. This would be for like small little local games in your neighborhood where maybe there's like 20 players, you know, and they play in somebody's backyard.
Right.
They have like 5 acres and they just play a little airsoft for the weekend. Well, it'd be nice for the guy that's organizing this app to be able to send a push notification to all his buddies and go, hey, it's downpouring and storming and raining. Like, no one's going to be there. Don't show up. You know, because sometimes people just go every weekend. So it's kind of nice to be able to have some type of push notification feature for the field owner.
Okay.
Just wait for them
all
to quickly communicate with anybody signed up.
So, yeah, I'm also trying to figure out how many interfaces we need. So we need one interface for the field owner. That's going to be like the super interface where, you know, he's going to be managing all the rosters. He's going to be managing all the, you know, the push notifications. And
like the event itself, all the information about the event, date and time. Maybe you can click somewhere and it'll give you directions to the field. Something that makes it really simple for the users or the players to open the app, get updated on what's going on with the event, who signed up for the event, what time the event is. I can just click the directions thing, hop in my car, and drive right to the event. Like, all of it's organized from this app to be able to go to the event.
Okay. So, all right. So it's going to be pre-game features where, you know, the field owner can update his schedule for the games, right? Let's say he's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
He has a professional field, and he does this on a regular basis. What he's going to do is that he's going to update his events on the app, and then, you know, as people sign up, he's going to add them to the rosters, to the relevant rosters, and assign them a team, right? Now, when that's done, he will be able to send them push notifications, and that's all that's before the game, right? So he'll be able to send them push notifications,
correct,
tell them whether the game is on time or not, whether there's any change of plans or not, and then, you know, let's go fast forward now to the game itself. So we're talking about the game day. The game started. Now, what kind of features do we need during the time when the game is played?
Okay, so this one, the ideas are still coming in for it, so this wouldn't be the be-all to end-all, but you're familiar with, like you said, you're familiar with Call of Duty. Is there one you're more familiar with, Battlefield, Call of Duty? Is there one you've played more, or...?
I think I played Call of Duty more, so any references from that would be helpful.
Okay, so are you familiar with, like, domination mode where you have to kind of run to a certain zone,
yes,
stand there, and then there'll be, like, a timer, and then it turns to your team color, and then, you know, the other team can come in when you're not there and then capture the flag back, I guess. But it's not capture the flag because capture the flag is a single flag. So domination is, like, you know, there's – gotcha. Okay, perfect. So with – one of the game modes, which would be cool, and what I would like to see is that as a player runs into one of these zones that were pre-set up before the event, you know, the field owner can have a satellite image of his field, he can draw little radiuses of where he wants these locations to be, and as a user runs into one of these locations, or a player, the app is reading their location via live GPS, and it's going, okay, they're standing in the domination zone. Right now it's owned by red team, but they're blue team, so it's going to start capping for blue. And all these settings could be adjusted by the field owner, like maybe make it so that the flag capture takes 5 minutes or the flag capture takes 30 seconds. Like, they can adjust the time of how long it takes to capture that point.
Justin, I'm so sorry to break you off, but, you know, we're talking about multiple different fields, and this has to be, you know, all the fields would have to be mapped into the game, right? Let's say that the radius of the field that you of this particular field owner, and then marking down domination points. Okay, let me ask you this. I mean, I hate to talk about the budget up front, but what kind of budget do you have to start this? Because I'm reading through your notes as well, and I'm kind of getting an idea where this is going. So what kind of budget are you working with to accomplish at least the first core feature sets?
Okay, so like I said, this is my first app. I have no idea how much these are even supposed to cost, but I know that this is not cheap. Like, I'm fully aware of that. So that's why I said kind of finding investors.
And then
But
I
starting
think
with
it's
something small. So
yeah.
I think, like, starting, I'd be happy to, and this would depend on, talking to some of these field owners and stuff, presenting the idea to them, and if they're like, yeah, man, this, I'm pretty sure they'd be really ecstatic about it. So if they're like, yeah, if you could make this work and it wasn't buggy, and it just was smooth and operated properly, I would invest this much, like, it may make me want to invest more up front, but right now, as of like just having one field owner that I know would be interested in it and him not being able to present it to anybody else yet, I would say I'm comfortable putting down like 2,500, maybe 3 grand up front to get the initial like bare bones platform started. I highly doubt that's going to be anywhere within range of everything on this list, though. I'm sure it's a lot more than that. But
I'm sorry, what was the
what's
last
like
thing you
kind of an
mentioned?
average cost? I said I'm sure it's going to be a lot more than that to implement all these features. So that's why I was thinking, finding investors to get the app out there to beginning, make some money off the initial bare bones version of the app, like get all the players to sign up. If it starts getting popular and growing, get some YouTubers showing it off and things like that, then the budget coming in would be reinvested to expand the app with the other features later on.
Right. So, how important do you think is it to, kind of mark down or map down, the field, considering that every time or every person that, every field owner that starts using this application that you supply this app to, they'll have to mark down their field as a map on the application, right? So, is it like an open space? How important are the boundaries on this game? I mean, the field. Do we have to map them like
Yeah,
accurate?
let me start with the bare bones features that would be absolutely required from the beginning. So it would be in the initial investment, right?
Right.
I think it's important to be able to map the edges of the field. So and this you would have to tell me, like I could maybe even cut some of these core features too if you're like, that's going to cost a lot more to do that. Like if you eliminate that, you could save this much. So be upfront with me about that. I might be able to eliminate some things as well and get even more simplified.
Well, Maya, don't you worry about that.
But
So yeah, you said the coordinates would have to be marked down for the field where the
right,
game
like
is laid out, right?
I'd like to have it so, if I was the field owner and I owned 200 acres of property or something, I could zoom in via Google Maps and like draw with my finger the border of my property line. Because as of right now, field owners have to put ropes and like trail marking tape on trees around their property line, and they just tell people like, don't go out of bounds if you see these ropes or you see these things. Like, you know how much freaking rope costs? Way more than this app will. So I mean, it's like if I could have them put boundary lines into the app and the player themselves like walks outside of that zone and the app recognizes that, it sends an alert on their phone right away, just like it would when you step out of bounds in COD or something. It's like return to the battle area. You know what I mean? You just get like a little alert knowing that, oh shit, I went out of bounds. And that would be great because field owners have trouble with people wandering off onto like neighbors' property. It's always an issue. It's a nightmare. So I think that would be an important core feature that should be in there first. The other important core features I think would just be that like for the team leads, for the people that own the, they're like commanding like a little 8-man squad or something like that. I think it should be important that the team lead can see the location of all of his teammates that are also using the app. So showing their GPS location in real time,
Right, yeah.
that would probably be the other core feature. Some other things I wanted to add in the future would be like the team lead could create a waypoint, and that waypoint could say like attack or defend or like move here or things like that. But that still isn't even like required as the main core feature. That could be just presented later on. once I get the initial base of players liking the idea of the app, I could say, you know, phase two, you know, we're going to be coming out with all these other features, blah, 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 and they'll share it with friends, and hopefully it grows enough where I can start adding those.
Okay.
I mean, really, just I think that would be it. The field owner to be able to put all the information about the event, so like directions, you know, the roster list, I think that would be nice. Being able to draw the perimeter of the map, send out push notifications, and people being able to see their team's locations of all like the team members in real time.
Well,
see,
yeah, but that's the easier part, right? I mean, that's all the pre-game features you're talking about, you know, creating a schedule, you know, updating the schedule with new games every time, and then, you know,
adding
the timings, adding the teams, creating rosters. All that is a lot less complex than, you know, the in-game features. Now, when you talk about the in-game features, we're talking about mapping out, first of all, the play area, right? Now, how this could be done is, you know, let's say, you know, this could be any irregular size or irregular shape of field, right? Now, there are like four, let's say we're talking about a square, you know, for the sake of simplicity, we're talking about a squared field. You know, the owner would have to, you know, the first time he you know, gets his hands onto the application, he'd have to go to each of the four points on the, you know, the field itself and be able to mark the GPS location, and the system or the app, how it's going to be built, is it's going to, you know, track down the longitudes and the latitudes of each particular coordinate, let's say each of the four coordinates of the squared field, and that's how you know the you know the app is going to map down the, you know, the play area, right? Now that's very simple.
So
would he be able to do this
by like zooming in on his phone, or do you think this would be more like he actually walks the perimeter of the field and says like mark point or something, and then like physically walks around the border of the field?
As simple as going to, you know, really going to the four borders, right, the four corners, and then, you know, telling the app
physically
that I'm on the location now. Yeah, physically going to those four locations.
Okay.
And then
okay, cool. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah. Because that's
going
to be much
like
more
that.
Much more original and much more realistic, rather than doing it, you know, through the app, through the map. I mean, I understand that as well, but that would not give you the accurate coordinates. So if you need the accurate
could you
coordinates
still make it,
to play,
right. Could you still make it possible, though, to do that, to make it so you could go in and just mark, like, with your finger on the app and not actually go out into the field and walk the perimeter?
That should be doable, right? But I tell you this, that's actually going to be a lot more harder than doing it, you know, physically and going through the four corners.
Oh, okay,
but,
okay.
Know.
Sure, then I'd be fine with just starting out with the physical one. I think most field owners would actually rather walk the perimeter just because it'll be more accurate. You know, I can't imagine trying to click a little point on your finger from a satellite map and get that
exactly
real accuracy to where the field border is.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, they will just go to the four borders, to the four corners, actually, and take, you know, mark down the location, tell the app when the location has to be recorded, right? And that's how the, you know, the location is going to be mapped down. I mean, it's not as easy as I'm making it sound, but this is how it's going to work for, you know, this is how it's going to work for, you know, the end user, the field owner.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I like that idea. I think that'll work great.
Right. So now, talking about the GPS locations for all the players and making sure they, you know, just the team players are able to see the location for the other players, that's doable as well. I mean, that could show up as colorful pins or colorful X signs on the map itself.
Okay. I should mention, too, that I don't want to take up too much time, but I should mention, too, that I have been doing videography professionally for, like, 20 years as well, and photography, so I'm really familiar with, like, graphic design and, you know, anything of that end of it. So, like, I would probably provide you guys examples of, like, what I want the pins to look like, the different pins that I want to have available. I think having, like, multiple different pins would be nice too, but we don't really need that, but I wouldn't think that'd be too hard to implement. Like, you could pick what your pin looks like. Like, it could be a medic symbol, or you could be like a machine gunner symbol or something like that. That would be kind of neat.
Right, yeah, the idea is, I mean, every team is going to have its own symbol, right? So, you know, we could have a list of symbols they could select from, or it could just be different colored X signs, right? I mean, just how you see it in say Dota, for example, right? Dota, if you play that game, That's going to be easy. I mean, however you want to set that up, that's
Okay.
doable.
Okay. Yeah, so I would send you guys like mock-up images of things and kind of what I want the map to look like and the pins and all that. So I could send you all that information if we move forward with this.
Right, but yeah, I mean, if we have to do it that way, I mean, we're talking about more like an in-app game, right? So we'd have to build this on Unity, or we'd have to build this on Unreal Engine. And it's actually going to work like a game, right? It's going to be,
Oh,
where the,
interesting. Okay, so
where,
you would actually
yeah.
use Unreal to build.
Exactly. It's going to, look like a game terrain. It's going to map down the terrain according to your coordinates. Then, a smaller map is going to show up to show you the complete aerial view of the map, just to make sure you can look at all the users within the map, right? Like all the teammates on all four corners. And then you can also zoom in, and you'd have a better access to people who are nearby you as
Right,
well, your
actually,
team members as well.
that's one of the things I wanted to mention actually. I don't want to make the zoom a pinch zoom. If you could just make it so that like you could just press a button, like there's just a little button in the corner or something that you tap and it zooms it down to like 100 meters or something, and then when you press it again it'll zoom out to like the full map, but it'll always zoom in to where you are like located, like center of the map. You can always move around too when the map zoomed into that point and scroll around, but like I'm trying to get rid of like you want to be sitting there trying to like pinch zoom when you're getting shot at with like 1,000 BBs. You know what I mean? You want to make
Yeah, I
it as
mean,
like simple and like it's got to be really like intuitive and fast to navigate.
right, more like a simple scale on the, let's say, on the bottom right of the screen, and that shows you could just move the scale up and down to zoom in and out, and that's going to tell you in real time whether it's 100 miles you're looking at, or less than that. So we I mean, how to do it, or whether what's going to be the most user-friendly way of doing it, there are many different possibilities, and I think each one of them is doable.
Okay, perfect.
Right now, what are other features that we're looking at? Now we're in the game, we have it mapped down, we know the coordinates, we know the domination point as well. Now, what other features do you need apart from communication?
Apart from communication, okay. I think even without the communication, because you were asking me, I was saying like bare bone features, I haven't even said the communication feature yet. I think even just that little bit, like if you could let me know what that would cost budget-wise to create that, like what are we looking at? Like pricing for just those features we've discussed so far. Because
Okay,
that
so
would be like,
all.
I think a lot of players would be happy with even that as like a bare bones type thing. I think they would like to see where their teammates are. The field owner would like to map out the edges. You'd like to know where the boundaries are. You can see an overview of the map so I could radio to my teammates and say, hey, I'm in this grid, blah, 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 like different things like that. That I think is a good starting point.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'd agree with you on that. I mean, you wouldn't have to go full cycle with this first app. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of bells and whistles you can have there, and each of them is going to be, as good as the other, right? To be honest with you. But when you come down to a cost, you'd have to keep the preliminary features in there, and we're looking at about, including the pre-game features we spoke about, the schedules and the rosters and everything, just how we spoke about it, and the in-game features where you can map it out and you can look at each of the players while you're in the game. Along with a timer that's going to tell you how much time is left before the game runs out, or more like a scoreboard or something. We're looking at
Right,
somewhere
like a
about,
scoreboard.
right, we're looking at somewhere about, I think, nothing less than $60,000 to $80,000, and this would be either built
Holy
on
crap. Okay,
Unity
so this is
or, yeah.
right. Okay, I thought like max for all the features included. I was thinking like, okay, that probably cost like 30K to 40K to make. You're saying 60 just for the basic stuff we've talked about right now?
Yeah, I mean, this might sound basic, but when you talk about Unity development, we're talking about, an actual, more like a mini-sized game within your phone, while you're playing the actual game, right? And then, the schedules, the
Right.
rosters. In fact, let me give you a breakdown, right? So even if you just talk about the pre-game features, the schedules, the rosters, adding the teams, sending push notifications, that itself is going to cost you somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000, right? And that, again,
Okay.
is the standard app development technologies we're talking about. When you talk about Unity, or when you talk about Unreal Engine that we need for the in-game features, we're actually talking double the hourly rate for the developer literally, when you go for any of these gaming technologies.
Okay. I mean, like I think, when I'm sitting here talking about to me, like I think it's complicated to make, but I would think it'd be like simple on your end to do. So 60,000 I was not expecting at all. I was thinking about going to get these investors for this. I don't even know if I'd be able to raise 60,000 just to create the app. I mean, I'd have to talk to every field owner in the US and get like 1,000 each from them. But I
Yeah,
do think it's still doable to do that. If like I think maybe a better route for this might be use my video production experience for the last 20 years and all that and create like a really nice Kickstarter campaign and put like a video out there and then start sharing it with field owners and have them spread the word. If I could get it funded via Kickstarter, because the players I think would also have to invest in this. I don't think I'm going to get enough from the field owners to get that.
Well, I think the field owners are going to be your major investors. I mean, you probably
Sure,
deserve
they
that
would invest the
partnership.
most, I think. Yeah,
Yeah,
I think they would
well,
invest the most, but 60K may be a little tough up front to pull
I'll
together
tell
with
you
the
this.
owners that I know.
Yeah, run this with the other, companies as well. I think you mentioned you're talking to Switch as well. In fact, I can give you some names
Yeah.
of, some companies that are proficient with, Unity and Unreal Engine. And you can feel free to run the
Okay.
idea with them and see how much they quote. Because I've worked with a couple other companies as well. I'm on board with another app development company that actually does game development. Like about 80% of their focus is on game development, right? They're more like a gaming
Okay.
studio. So I know for a fact that this
Is
will
that what
cost
you is
you.
that what you're thinking? Like this app would be more what I'd be looking for is more of like game developers to put these features together?
Yes, sir. This is going to be, especially the in-game features, these are going to be done by game developers on Unity or Unreal
Gotcha.
Engine if you want to set the right foundations for the features that you need in the future, right? Because I'm foreseeing
Okay.
this, and I know for a fact that I kind of know where this is going to go. Once you have the first phase out, you need the second phase and all the rest of the features, and you'd have to set the
Right.
foundations on Unity or Unreal Engine.
Okay. Well, that's a huge addition here that I, didn't quite understand. So I'm glad you have laid that out for me. 'Cause, I mean, you technically are emulating a game, so it makes total
Exactly.
sense. I just didn't know that that's what that you would be building it on Unity or Unreal. I was kind of thinking it'd be more like programming built on top of Google Maps or something. 'Cause I don't know how programming works, man. So I appreciate you giving me some clarity on that.
Well,
But yeah,
I'm
shoot
just
with those
glad I'm
other
helping you.
companies. Yeah, just send me the link to the other companies. I mean, you're probably right. The price is going to cost somewhere around like 60K, something like that. I mean, I'm not thinking that you guys are just like trying to throw a huge number out there. I think that you're probably right about the cost on this. It
I
just
can
makes
in fact
me,
tell you,
now knowing what this may.
I can in fact tell you that if you work with any other companies that I'm going to, send you the references for, they're not going to quote you anything less than $100,000, right? So that's just a heads up. But what I'm trying to say is that, my recommendation to you on a personal level is that you'd rather not go for, the in-game features yourself. Right, and when I say that, I actually mean that you could go for the pre-game features yourself, like the schedules, setting up the rosters, setting up a communication line between the team owners and the field owners and whatnot. That should cost you somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000 with us. And then if you go with some other company that's like a boutique development agency, they might even charge you $30,000 to $40,000 for just that. Now that's going to give you some proof of work, right? Now you need a proof of concept before you go to the investors, and along with that, you could, for the in-game features, you could probably have some UI design or some UX design done with one of these companies, right? And that's going to help you get to a Kickstarter campaign, or you want to go to a capital venture investor, or you want to go to an angel investor. You want to reach out to, one of the field owners and see what they say. Yeah, I think your first step should be to get more like an app on React Native or C Sharp or one of these technologies with the pre-game features, the scheduling, the rosters, and everything, along with the proof of concept with what's next and what you intend to build once you raise the investment for the in-game features, right? And that should give you that should get your foot in the door, and that should help you collect enough investment to be able to go that route and actually make it a simulation game when you're playing the live game simultaneously.
Okay, so you're saying start with like pregame features first on like React Native, C Sharp, C++ or something, that would be for organizing the events and even being able to add in the communication layers with command, field owners, squad leaders, and players. You'd say do that. That would be a lower budget up front, where the real big additional kicker in budget comes in is when you're adding in those game type features where you're going to need to use Unity or Unreal Engine. Am I clear?
Exactly. So, you know, run this with make your presence first in these airsoft fields. Give them your software, you know, for the pregame features, see what they say, and that's how you make, you know, you get an actual business contact with them, right? From there, mm-hmm. once you have the proof, once they like what you've done so far, I think, you know, when they see what you're doing, they will be more than happy to invest into it. And, you know, probably sooner than later, you'll be able to find an investor to build the in-game features and the post-game features as well.
Sure. Yeah, okay. I completely agree with that. I mean, like, now that I have a general idea what this is going to cost, it's a lot more than I thought, but that's fine. I think even, too, like, crowdsourcing it, like I said, if I create a really cool video to present, you know, where I want this app to go in the future and what kind of capabilities it would provide for players and field owners, and then, you know, I talk to some field owners, I send some emails out to different YouTubers and things like that. I mean, I think getting shared enough traction that it may get sourced through crowdfunding. So.
Right, yeah, I can tell you that the idea itself is really cool. And, you know, as long as you've done your research that there is a sizable, you know, target audience, you'd be able to make it profitable at some point in the future, then I don't see why, you know, it would not, you know, you wouldn't be able to make it happen, right? It's just that, you know, if you're working with a budget, I don't know, again, you know, what kind of personal budget that you have in mind for making an application, but if you can give me, like, a number on it, I can tell you that this is what you can cover with your own budget, unless you can, you know, until you can get to a point where you can start, you know, attracting investors, and then go out, make your presence in the airfield. Sorry?
The starting budget that I had is embarrassing at this point. I said like $2,000 or $3,000 just to start it, just to get like a basic feature. But obviously, it was way off even with that. But I mean, you know, if it would have cost. You just have to find investors and do crowdfunding. I was just going to do this out of pocket at first. But I think it's unreal to think that I could do this out of pocket. If it's going to cost that much, you know, that's the kind of work it takes, then it is what it is. I'm just going to have to find investors at this point, which just kind of changes the order in which I was planning on doing this. Right now, I think I'm glad that we talked. You're giving me like the education I need to know what step I need to take next. I was a little off with my idea on what it would cost for even the basic features, but no problem, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll take it
fine.
Start.
There's always multiple ways to do something, right? There's more than one ways to accomplish something, and I think this way, this again is, you know, my first thought. But even if you can ramp this up to, like, say, you know, $12,000 or something, I can, you know, get you something that's going to help you, you know, more like a pregame application, and then, you know, some wireframes or some proof of concept for the in-game feature, and that should cost you about $12,000 with us, right? And you know, then you can use that to reach out to the investors, set up a Kickstarter campaign, set up an Indiegogo campaign, you know, many different ways to go from there.
Right. Yeah, I may be, you know, talking to Chris, the field owner down there at Bellahack, and also some of the other fields that he's aware of. And I know a few more. They're just not as big as that one. But, you know, they all know each other as well as field owners. So if I can get Chris to talk to some of his other friends that he knows, I may be able to get that $12,000 together to at least give them a nice way to organize their events a little bit and make things like each of them would have their own kind of personal app for their field where they could host their events from, which I think they would appreciate that just in itself. So I may be able just to get that from the field owners as an initial investment and then crowdsource and crowdfund the rest as it starts to gain popularity. But I appreciate all the help, man. Thank you so much. And I'll probably still be in touch, but I'm going to have to go hit the whiteboard here and start planning again and figure out another method to get some investment money.
All right, Justin, I'll let you go with that, and, you know, you're more than welcome to, you know, call me back or leave me a text message whenever you want to speak about it, right, whenever you want to pick my brain on it.
Okay, and is this a good number to reach you, or is, like, your email signature and the email you sent, so I got your phone number on it?
Yeah, 408-746-3290. That's the number.
Okay.
You could just...
All right, cool.
All right, Justin, I'll let you
go. Maybe calling you to bounce some ideas off you at different times when I think of more questions, all right?
You're more than welcome, buddy. All right.
All right. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy the day. Take care. Bye.
All right. Take care.